বাবা গোসাঁ, উঠো রে প্রিয়ে আত্মন, জাগো হে প্রিয়ে আত্মন, ফরিশতোঁ কে সঙ্গ সঙ্গ বাবা হে পধারে, ফরিশতোঁ কে সঙ্গ সঙ্গ বাবা হে পধারে, প্রীতম সে কর মিলন, জাগো আত্মন, উঠো আত্মন, আই রে প্রভা।
ওম শান্তি। So we are doing the series Amrit Vela. Today the heading is The Method for Being Victorious. Bab Dada gives the return of love to the loving souls who remain constantly absorbed in love. At what time does he give this? He does this specially at Amrit Vela. You receive blessings easily at Amrit Vela. In fact, you have a right to them throughout the whole day. But that is special time. You sometimes have special times for certain bargains because it is the season, you know, that you will pay less for something. So Amrit Vela is also a special season. Therefore, there is easy attainment. All of you teachers are free from obstacles, are you not? Now make the fortress of yoga very strong. When you have a particular obstacle somewhere, then just as you have International Meditation Hour, in the same way, make a program for everyone to have yoga all together at a fixed time every month. The whole zone should donate yoga, through which the fortress will become strong. When a task is first begun, special disciplines are observed in terms of cleanliness, shuddhi. Therefore, all of you, most elevated souls, should also have just the one pure thought of victory. Because of your cleanliness, you are able to use the right method. Make all the walls of the fortress strong at the same time and you will become victorious. So, Baba has told five things. First, return of love. Amrit Vela is the time when you receive return of love from the Father. He gives you the return. He knows each and everything about us. He knows every thought, every emotion, every feeling, every desire, every event, every circumstance. He knows the potential greatness that is within us. He knows the perpetual flow of love that flows in our hearts for Him. So Amrit Vela is the time when you receive return of that love. And if you miss Amrit Vela, probably you will miss this return. Or Amrit Vela is not consistent. Or Amrit Vela, one is awake and yet not awake. Or if Amrit Vela, there is no powerful experience, then probably you miss this return of love. So Amrit Vela is the time when you receive return of love from one Father. And how He gives that return, that is yet another question. How He returns our love? What do you get in return of your love? Love. Remembrance. Baba says, remembrance begets remembrance. If you remember Him, He remembers you. If you love Him, He loves you. You get all powers from Him. You get all virtues from Him. You get all your desires fulfilled from Him in the morning hours. He is the ocean of solutions. You get solutions at Amrit Vela. You get answers to your question at Amrit Vela. Amrit Vela, in fact, is the answer to all the questions of Brahmin life. There is no question whose answer you will not get at Amrit Vela. Only thing is that your link with the Father should be very, very clear. In yesterday's Murli, Baba had said, sometimes intellect becomes heavy. And why that happens? Because the link, the line of intellect is not clear. So keep this line very clear. And this, in fact, becomes clear at Amrit Vela. So whenever one is troubled by something, rather than sitting up late at night and thinking about it, churning about it, trying to crack it at night, better to go to sleep as early as possible. And as I said, what is the best time to go to sleep? 9:30 or even before that. 9:30 is the ideal time. Just go off to sleep. All lights should be off. So that you can get up early. So that you can get up fresh. So that you can establish a very powerful link with Baba. So that you can become bodiless. So He gives us return of His love. And how does He give? By remembering, by loving. In today's blessing, Baba said, what is the basis of powerful sthiti? Smriti, awareness. That is the switch. Switch of awareness. On the switch of awareness at Amrit Vela. Press the button. This is the switch. Whatever is your smriti, so will be your sthiti. So the basis of sthiti or stage is smriti, your awareness. Which awareness you stay? So wake up in the morning and get situated in the highest awareness. Who am I? What am I? So that was the first thing Baba told. At Amrit Vela, you get a return. Second, blessings. Very easily you can get any blessing, whichever you want, whatever you want. You can create your own blessings and take from Him. That could be anything. For example, physical health is not well. The health is deteriorating. You can take the blessing of enjoying radiant health from Him. You can take the blessing of holistic health from Him. You can take the blessing of being pain-free from Him. Any blessing you can take. You can take the blessing of staying energetic throughout the day. Enthusiastic throughout the day. Untiring throughout the day. Or remaining obstacle-free throughout the day. Because we do not know what obstacles are going to come. We live in the world of obstacles. We are beset with obstacles. So there are hindrances, obstacles, impedance everywhere. This is the world of thorns. Thorns are rampant here. Everywhere there are thorns. So Amrit Vela is the time to take your desired blessing from him. So that's the second thing. The third thing, Baba said, Amrit Vela is the special time. Just as you have special season. And what do you get in special season? No. What are the things that are done in special season? Offers and discounts. What is there in special season? Offer and discount. Take two and buy two and get one. Or buy one and get two. So, discount and offers. Lot of offers are there. So those who are good salesmen, they know this techniques. They are marketing techniques. So Amrit Vela, you should know some marketing techniques. Amrit, 100% off. So Amrit Vela is the time when you get special discount. Amrit Vela is the time when there are special offers. Have 1 minute yoga and take two blessings. So special offers are there at Amrit Vela. So you should be a very smart businessman, very smart salesman, who knows how to lure customers. Or you should be a very smart customer who will decide which shop to go. Baba has opened his shop at Amrit Vela and he has so many boards. It's a wholesale shop. It's a supermarket. There was one Avyakta Murli when Baba said, Baba's Murli is a supermarket. You enter into it, whatever you want, take and go. It's a cafeteria approach. You take, first collect, take your trolley and move across. Keep on putting things. And you get everything free of cost. That's the greatest thing. Here, so you can take anything, whatever you want. So whether you have to become a smart customer at Amrit Vela. Because he is smart salesman at Amrit Vela. He has kept his product of Gyan and Yoga. He has kept his goods of super sensuous happiness, bliss. He has kept everything there. So this is a time of special, this is a special season where there are special offers and special discount. For everything, you get discount at Amrit Vela. Throughout the day, you have to keep on shouting, crying, fighting, asking, begging, pleading, praying. But Amrit Vela, you just get whatever you want. Throughout the day, there is so much competition. Morning, there is no competition. Because even half of the Brahmins are sleeping. They have been in Gyan for a long time, but still, there are many things. So, this is the time when the competition is very less. So there are less customers at the shop. No queue. You can just walk in and take whatever you want. And the goods are very pure in the morning. Throughout the day, they might get diluted. They are very fresh here. And they are more in number. They are more in number. By the end of the day, the things are limited. And whatever is available, you have to take. But in the morning, for example, buttermilk. Buttermilk you are getting. So the first person who comes there, the first serve, first come, first served, he will get very concentrated, powerful buttermilk. But those who will come late after finishing their duties and sevas, by 3 o'clock they are reaching dining hall. So what is available there? All diluted material. There were two friends and they joined one company together after their graduation. And they both were doing well. But after 6 months, the first friend gets the promotion, the second doesn't. So he's furious, the second one. We both are friends. We both studied together. We both had graduation together. We both joined the company together. And still, why this partiality? Why this, my friend is getting promotion and I am not? He just goes and blasts at the boss. The boss says, okay, do one thing. Just go in the market. And see if watermelon is there or not. So he goes to the market and comes back and says, watermelon is there. The boss asks, what is the cost? He says, let me go back again. So he goes back and comes back and says, 50 rupees per kg. He says, okay. Now the boss calls another, his friend, who has got promotion. He tells him, go and find out watermelon. So he goes and comes back. The boss asks the second friend, in front of the first friend, he asks him, tell me. So the second friend says, I went to the shop, and in that shop there are about 350 watermelons in the inventory. 60 watermelon are on the display. The cost of each watermelon is 50 kg, 50 rupees per kg. And they are red in color. They are good quality. And they have been brought from south. So boss says, now see why he has got promotion. So when you are asked some work to do, you must do it fully, with full concentration, taking stock of everything, and becoming an intelligent salesman. Not a foolish person who will go 10 times. So Amrit Vela is just time for becoming smart customer. Sensible customer. Otherwise we'll go meet Baba and come back. What you did? I met Baba. What else? The other person is going, meeting Baba, taking drishti, taking blessing, doing everything and coming back. One is just going because he is told to get up at Amrit Vela. So I got up at Amrit Vela. And I'm sitting like this. But the other person has done everything. Has given Sakash to the world. So one must know then what one should do. That's what makes one a good salesman. Number one salesman. In today's Murli Baba said, number one love is to give Baba's introduction. That is number one love. So you must also be able to sell the products of Gyan and Yoga. One shoe company from London sent two of their salesmen to the remotest area of Africa. The first salesman came back and said, the area where I went, the area where this company sent us, people are illiterate there, nobody wears shoes. So it's impossible to start any business there. Because nobody is wearing shoes, what we will do in that village? People don't wear anything. So that was the feedback of first salesman. The second salesman says, oh, wonderful. I went to the village and nobody wears shoes. So that is the best place to sell shoes. So this is known as best salesman. Best salesman is a person who can sell comb even to a bald. He is the best salesman. He can convince even a bald man to purchase a comb. So become an extremely smart customer and extremely smart salesman, both. You have to sell your products of Gyan Yoga throughout the day, and you have to become a very sensible customer in the morning. So that Baba has opened his shop. You have to be a very smart customer and decide and take and whatever. You must know all the offers which are going on. What are all the discounts? In which shop there is a discount? Otherwise you will go and click anything and come. You will order anything. And when the things come, it is cracked. It is damaged. So you must know from where to get things. So Amrit Vela is that time of special season. Fourth point. Fortress of Yoga. Yoga Kila. Baba says, he's talking with teachers. Just as if you have any obstruction, any obstacle, what you do? You do international meditation. You have fixed hour. In the similar manner, whenever there is any obstacle in life, just create this fortress of yoga. This castle of yoga. All of you sit together in yoga and do yoga in gathering. Combined yoga, yoga in gathering, at the same time, at the same place, with the same goal, with the same thought. Or if suppose you are alone, then you alone can create your own 10 days, first 8 days bhatti, or 10 days bhatti, or 21 days bhatti. Anything you can do. 10 days, 8 days bhatti. Sit at the same place, at the same time, with the same thought, for every day at same time, for 8 days consecutive. Whenever you feel that some disturbance is happening, or some such event is happening which is untoward, unstoppable, disturbing. So whenever there is any disturbance, go for spiritual detox. You know nature cure centers? People go there for detox. For 10 days, 21 days, they will keep them on water fast, dry fast, intermittent fast, juice therapy, water therapy, and all those things. So they come, they go and detox, all the toxins are thrown out. So also, soul needs detoxification. It is filled with toxins. There's one man, I forgot his name. When he was 28, I think, John Francis, when he celebrated his 27th birthday in 1973, John Francis, he thought, let me observe silence, mourn, for one day. But he enjoyed that silence so much that he felt, let me extend it. So he extended it for next 4 days. And by the end of 4 days, he realized silence is so beautiful. That he extended for another 17 years. He did not speak with anyone. And he writes his experience. I kept feeling I had to explore. A big part of being silent is being the recipient, not the broadcaster. He said, you're going to hear more if you are not talking. It helped me find myself, said Francis. He kept a pen and journal handy in case he needed to write something down for someone. Francis learned some sign language over 17 years. But he also became quite good at mimicking and non-verbal clues if he needed to communicate. So, this is what this man has done. Suddenly became silent. So that is a vow. That's an oath. So enter into the phase of self-induced bhatti. Create your own bhatti. Most of the time, the first 3 days are very difficult, are very hard for any sadhana, for any practice. First 3 days are very difficult. But the fourth day, the joy starts. The fourth day. The first 3 days are hard. Anything. But the fourth day, you start enjoying. And by the end of seventh day, you feel you are at the top of the world. Anything that may be. So that was the fourth thing Baba said. And the last thing, cleanliness. Shuddhi ki vidhi. Baba said, adopt this practice of cleanliness everywhere. The more clean you are, the more you will get Baba's touching. The more clean you are, the superior would be your mental clarity. That is what is needed. The mind is hazy, confused, perplexed most of the times. Psychology calls it mental clutter. Inside, there is a clutter. The task of spirituality is to declutter oneself, to remove all the disturbances, all the small pieces, all the disconnected things which are stored or thrown into that store of mind. Get rid of this mental chatter. The mind is always chattering, and most of the chatter is negative self-talk. Stopping this and converting this into positive self-talk. To stop this mental chatter and declutter and cease to chatter is to become silent. So take upon yourself some such vow, some oath, some pledge. 1 day silence, 3 days silence, 7 days silence. And if you start enjoying, you will become like this John Francis, who ended up in 17 years of silence. And there is one more person in India. His name was Meher Baba. He took the vow of silence in 1946. And he remained silent till 1969. He died in 31st. He died on 31st January. Brahma Baba died, became awake on 18th. He died on 31st January 1969. So he was silent for 40 years. In between, many times he made a public announcement by writing that I am going to break my silence on this particular day. But when that day arrived, he postponed it. He lost the interest. Why should I? So he remained silent and communicated only with signs. So when we remain silent, we save a lot of our energies. And yesterday's Murli Baba said, what is the divine language of Brahmins? Language of eyes, language of bhavana, and language of thought. Learn this new three languages. Your time will be saved, your effort will be saved, and you will get success. And these are the more powerful languages than the language of speech. By talking, so much energy goes. You need practice. And who wants to listen to you? Everybody has his own story of sorrow and suffering. If you tell your story of sorrow to somebody, he tells his double story to you. You can't even tell your story to others. So, these are the five things. First, return of love at Amrit Vela. Second, you get blessing. Third, special offers and special discount. Fourth, fortress of yoga. And fifth, cleanliness. So this is today's homework. Om Shanti.